Imagine actually loving everything you have in your closet. I'm getting a little closer to that experience the more I get from Honeylove. I've learned I can really rely on the comfort, fit, quality, and look of Honeylove no matter what. And it seems like they think of everything we might want but didn't know existed. The Legging 2.0, for example, has it all. Comfort, function, and style. Smooth, soft fabric, hidden shaping panels that make me feel extra supported and confident, sheer-proof fabric so I have no worries, side pockets for the convenience I need, a super cute look, and more. And I love that I can wear them out and about, around the house, or to work out. And Honeylove addresses all of the typical complaints about bras and shapewear, too. All of Honeylove's products make everything I wear feel better. So yes, Honeylove has you covered for the everyday look, workouts, weddings, and more. Go check it out. Treat yourself to the best bras, shapewear, leggings, and more on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/newsworthy. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/newsworthy. After your purchase, they ask you where you heard about them. So please support our show and tell them we sent you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it. Today is Tuesday, May 23rd. We're talking about the countdown to a default, the status of high-stakes negotiations at the White House with still no deal on the debt ceiling. Also, some of the largest active volcanoes in the world are now erupting. Plus, how a fake picture went viral and ended up causing a panic. Which app is the latest to expand into the teenage demographic? And the story of a broken guitar that just sold for more than $500,000. Those stories and more news to know coming up. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. For the second time in 2 weeks, two of the most powerful people in American politics met at the White House, hoping to break a stalemate over the debt ceiling. Still, as of this morning, there's no deal. President Biden and Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy each say they had a productive discussion. But there are still some things they cannot seem to agree on. Republicans want spending cuts in the federal budget that Biden calls extreme. And the president is pushing new taxes on America's highest earners that the GOP cannot get on board with. Both sides still say a default that economists believe would be catastrophic to the American economy is not an option. But there are now just 9 days before the Treasury expects the debt limit to be breached. And even if Biden and McCarthy reach a deal, they'll still have to wrangle the votes in Congress, which could be tough. Former President Trump has urged fellow Republicans to force a default if they don't achieve their goals, and many GOP members have agreed. As for the Democrats, Biden has said he would consider spending cuts, but other top Dems have pushed back on that kind of compromise, saying the best they can offer is freezing spending where it is now. Still, negotiators say they're hard at work trying to reach a deal. So stay tuned. The advice columnist who just won $5 million in damages from former President Trump now wants a lot more money. Remember, a federal jury already found Trump sexually abused E. Jean Carroll in the 1990s, then defamed her more recently by saying it never happened. Well, the day after the verdict came down, Trump went on CNN and said the civil trial was rigged and based on a made-up story invented by a whack job. Now, Carroll is demanding at least $10 million in damages because of those comments, on top of the $5 million she was already awarded. The former president's lawyers say they'll fight this latest motion as well as the original verdict, and they already filed a notice of appeal. The state of Florida is now being sued over a new law that keeps Chinese citizens from owning homes or land in large areas of the state. Governor Ron DeSantis already signed it, and it's set to go into effect on July 1st. But a group of Chinese citizens who legally live and work in Florida want to stop that. They're suing, saying the law stokes racial biases and undermines their financial freedom. But the governor has said the law is meant to protect Florida from the Chinese government. For now, Florida officials say they're reviewing this lawsuit before responding. By the way, even though Florida would be the first state to put this kind of law in place, other states have introduced more than a dozen similar bills in recent months. So more bans could be coming. As expected, Montana is facing significant pushback in its effort to ban TikTok. And now TikTok is officially taking it to court. The social media company filed a lawsuit trying to overturn the first-in-the-nation ban the governor signed into law last week. The lawsuit argues TikTok, quote, empowers hundreds of thousands of users in Montana to communicate and express themselves, and to take the app away from them violates their free speech rights. Separately, five content creators also sued Montana last week, making similar arguments. But the state's attorney general says he plans to fight off these challenges. He says, quote, TikTok is a Chinese communist spying tool that poses a threat. The concern is that TikTok's Chinese parent company might share American data with the Chinese government. But TikTok says that's never happened and won't ever happen. For now, at least, Montana's ban is scheduled to take effect on January 1st. A fake picture spread online this week, and it caused some panic. It even caused a temporary dip in the stock market. It showed what looked like an explosion near the Pentagon in Washington, D.C., with a massive cloud of smoke next to a building. But the Defense Department and Arlington County Fire Department say there was no explosion or any danger near the Pentagon. Experts say it looks like the image was created by artificial intelligence. It was shared by dozens of Twitter users, including many who have blue check marks next to their usernames. For example, one that was impersonating Bloomberg News and the real account of a news service linked to the Russian government, RT. Those blue checks used to be a signal that the social network verified the user's identity. But remember, the company now gives those check marks to most accounts that pay for a monthly Twitter Blue subscription. So far, no official response about this from Twitter. We have more news still coming up, but first, this episode is sponsored by ZocDoc. Just like I would not advise you to get all of your news from social media, it's probably not a good idea to get all of your health advice from social media either. If you're anything like me, you end up just getting confused and kind of annoyed at all the conflicting information and questionable qualifications of so-called experts. Instead, ZocDoc helps you find expert doctors and medical professionals that actually specialize in the care you need. ZocDoc is the only free app that lets you find and book doctors who are patient-reviewed, take your insurance, are available when you need them, and treat almost every condition under the sun. Yep, choose from thousands of patient-reviewed doctors and specialists, browse doctor profiles, upload and verify your insurance information, and ultimately, get the care you need. No social media scrolling, and no wondering if the doctor you found actually takes your insurance. Go to ZocDoc.com/newsworthy and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc, ZocDoc.com/newsworthy. ZocDoc.com/newsworthy. Volcanoes are erupting on three different continents, prompting warnings for millions of people. Europe's most active volcano, Mount Etna, has been spewing ash on Sicily's largest city this week. People nearby reported hearing loud booms, and the local airport had to suspend its flights. In Mexico, volcanic ash from Popocatépetl triggered a temporary closure of a Mexico City airport. Schools were also closed. And CNN says millions of people in the area were told to prepare for a possible evacuation. Meanwhile, lava is also flowing from an ongoing eruption inside Africa's largest volcano, Yamarugira. People who live on the eastern side of the Democratic Republic of Congo are being told to wash all vegetables before cooking, since the volcano is releasing large quantities of sulfur dioxide. And these aren't even the only active volcanoes out there right now. As of last week, the Smithsonian said 24 were in some stage of active eruption. A new deal was reached to keep the West's most important river from going dry. The seven states that rely on the Colorado River for power and drinking water signed off on this agreement. Arizona, California, and Nevada are most impacted, since under the deal, they'll voluntarily cut their water use by at least 3 million acre-feet by 2026. That's roughly the amount of water it would take to fill 6 million Olympic-sized swimming pools. The new agreement is not expected to have a huge impact on farms or cities, partly because the federal government will be compensating some farmers and other water users who agree to temporary cuts. The idea is extra money will push farmers to grow fewer water-intensive crops, use more efficient irrigation methods, or temporarily leave some fields unplanted. The Interior Department still has to sign off on the deal, but is expected to. Now the next challenge is figuring out how to address the problem after 2026. Facebook and Instagram's parent company, Meta, is now facing a record-breaking fine out of Europe. European Union regulators say Meta has to pay $1.3 billion for storing European user data on its servers in the United States. It worries that information could be accessed by American spy agencies. So on top of the fine, Meta was ordered to stop sending info to the U.S. and delete any data already sent within about 6 months. The social media company says it will appeal. And it's also pressing the U.S. government to reach a new transatlantic agreement with the EU to allow data transfers like this. The Wall Street Journal reports most large international companies, not just tech firms, rely on a relatively free flow of data across the Atlantic, since their main data centers are here in the U.S. So without a deal, a lot of them could find themselves the targets of other EU privacy investigations. And with that, tens, if not hundreds of billions of dollars in trade hang in the balance. EU and American officials have been negotiating a new deal for almost 3 years now, but some reports say a resolution could be coming this summer. First Uber, now Venmo is letting teenagers open accounts for the first time. Venmo has been a popular way to send money to people for years and now has more than 90 million users. And executives say opening it up to teens could create 25 million more new customers. With the Venmo teen account, parents will be able to monitor transactions, adjust privacy settings, and move money to their teenager. The account also comes with a debit card that parents will be able to lock and unlock and see who their teenager is sending money to and getting money from. And teens with after-school jobs can receive direct deposits through the accounts as well. Of course, there are other options. Traditional banks have been creating children's accounts for decades that also come with debit cards and ways for parents to monitor spending. But with the rise in e-commerce, the new Venmo service is expected to be pretty popular. It's rolling out next month. A smashed guitar that can't even be played anymore just sold for nearly $600,000. But there's a reason for the high price. The guitar belonged to the iconic Nirvana frontman, Kurt Cobain, before his death. He apparently destroyed the guitar as he and the rest of the band were working on their breakout album, Nevermind, in the early 1990s. And the broken guitar is signed by all three band members. The fact that it's broken is actually apparently part of the appeal, since Cobain was known for smashing a number of electric guitars during his career, a testament to the 90s alternative rock scene. This one was sold as part of an auction with more than 1,200 items, belonging to musicians like Whitney Houston, Michael Jackson, Elvis Presley, and Bob Dylan. That's it for the main news today, so now it's time for Trivia Tuesday, when we ask a different trivia question every week. But first, this episode is sponsored by Wondery's new podcast, Think Twice. Michael Jackson was one of the most influential pop stars of all time, but his legacy is tainted by accusations of sexual abuse. Since his death in 2009, the world has struggled with how Michael Jackson should be remembered. As an eccentric cultural icon, a global humanitarian, or a monster? In their new podcast, Think Twice, Michael Jackson, journalists Leon Nafok and Jay Smooth delve into the complicated and unresolved legacy of the King of Pop. Through dozens of original interviews with people who watched his story unfold up close, Think Twice reveals a new perspective on his artistry, his controversies, and how we should remember him. Follow Think Twice, Michael Jackson on Audible or the Amazon Music app. Okay, now back to Trivia Tuesday. Today's trivia question is, what book holds the record for the fastest-selling book in history? You can play along with us in our weekly roundup email that comes out each Friday. Simply sign up to get it at thenewsworthy.com/email or find the link in today's episode notes. As for last week's trivia question, how fast does Mount Everest grow? The answer is 4 millimeters per year. So yes, the world's tallest mountain is getting even taller because of tectonic plates that are always shifting under the Earth's surface. But it's also getting eroded by the elements over time. And other mountains are growing even faster at a rate that means they will eventually outgrow Everest. But not in our lifetime. The mountain poised to overtake Everest is Nanga Parbat in Pakistan. It's growing at a rate of about 7 millimeters a year, which means it should become the tallest mountain on Earth in about 250,000 years. All right, thank you so much for listening today. Be sure to follow or subscribe to The Newsworthy in your podcast app if you haven't already, so you're always in the know, easily getting free new episodes each day. We'll be back with another news roundup tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.